Novak.
This is VOA News from Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake rocked parts of Turkey and Syria early Monday, toppling hundreds of buildings and killing more than 2,300 people, with hundreds more believed trapped under the rubble. The epicenter of the pre-dawn quake near the Turkey-Syria border was near the Turkey-Syria border and was followed by a separate magnitude 7.5 earthquake about 100 kilometers north in the early afternoon. Many buildings were flattened into piles, with aftershocks continuing to rattle the region. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said at least 2,800 buildings had collapsed. The World Health Organization's Eastern Mediterranean Regional Director Rick Brennan said the death toll is certain to go up.
I mean, I think we can expect the death toll to increase significantly. There's been a lot of building collapses, and it'll increase more significantly around the epicenter of the earthquake. But yeah, this is our experience with all major earthquakes. The initial death tolls, continue to rise as more assessments are undertaken.
The war in Ukraine has left thousands of wounded soldiers, many of whom require the latest technologies to heal and return. Reporting for VOA, Anna Chernikova visited a rehabilitation center near Kyiv.
Doctors say 17% of Ukrainians on their homeland have injuries that require high-tech treatment and solutions. This Noira Rehabilitation Center near Kyiv is providing that, according to its head doctor. It's funded by corporate and private Ukrainian donations, and doctors say it offers cutting-edge care in areas like kinesiotherapy and robotics. The center's goal is to treat soldiers with severe injuries so they can be physically active again and return to a normal life. The psychological care is also extremely important. The clinic's psychiatrists say it is critical not to erase the soldier's experience, but rather help them come to terms with the trauma, recover, and be ready to overcome future obstacles. Anna Chernikova for VOA News, Kyiv.
This is VOA News. China said Monday a decision by the United States to shoot down a balloon that had flown into U.S. airspace was a test of Washington's sincerity in improving and stabilizing China-U.S. relations. A U.S. fighter jet shot down the unmanned balloon Saturday as it traveled over the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of South Carolina. The balloon's flight ended after it had traveled for several days across the continental United States. The White House said the balloon was a surveillance aircraft and called its flight over the United States an unacceptable violation of U.S. sovereignty by China. China is denying those claims, insisting it was a civilian scientific aircraft that had flown into U.S. airspace by mistake. Secretary of State Antony Blinken had postponed a planned visit to China over the weekend as a result. In an Associated Press interview, Arana Schuyler Mastro, a fellow in Chinese studies at Stanford University, says she can only be pessimistic at this point on China-U.S. relations in the short term.
So I'm not sure they're going to make the necessary changes to improve the relationship. They're probably going to dismiss that and continue on as things have been. So I don't see a really clear pathway to improved relations in the foreseeable future.
A UN report finds a legal technicality excused WHO officials who fumbled complaints about sexual misconduct. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King has more.
A confidential United Nations report about the World Health Organization's missteps handling a sexual misconduct case during an Ebola outbreak in Congo has been obtained by the Associated Press. The report, submitted to WHO last month, wasn't released publicly. It found WHO staffers did not violate that agency's policies due to what some officials describe as a loophole. The case involved a health agency doctor who signed a contract to buy land for a young woman he reportedly impregnated. Since the woman wasn't a beneficiary of humanitarian aid from the agency, she didn't qualify as a victim under WHO's policy. Last week, WHO's director said UN investigators concluded the managerial misconduct charges were unsubstantiated and three staffers are back at work. An AP investigation revealed senior management was told of sexual exploitation in eastern Congo from 2018 to 2020, but did little to stop it. I'm Jennifer King.
An Iranian singer who faces possible prison time for his song that's become an anthem in the ongoing protests shaking the Islamic Republic wept after seeing he'd won a Grammy. Shirveen Hajipour appeared stunned Monday in Iran after hearing First Lady Jill Biden announce that he'd won the Grammy's New Song for Social Change Special Merit Award. An online video showed Hajipour in a darkened room wiping tears away after hearing the announcement. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA.